2007 for Friday, which is good. So that means basically every group, each group, has gone through about 42 rotations, I think. So to get through one rep, or two full reps, meaning you should have hit every piece of equipment, scheduled piece of equipment, two times. Okay, now assuming if you miss class, there's nothing you can do about that. So it's watching and cleaning that. But as long as you've been here, you should have hit everything at least two times. And then, of course, then some upcoming week. And, of course, anytime you have a scram show, which has been a couple of them, maybe two or three of those. And then, of course, filling in people, which has been quite often. So, you know, obviously you could get some people who directed five times and other people who directed one time if you missed the show, you know, whatever. So, again, being here is important anytime, especially when there's a bigger class. So, but again, feel free to get some help, obviously, after class if you want to keep all the stuff set up for you on a Friday, especially. You got a skeleton crew, so you want to go over stuff. There's a good chance if I talk with Steve or text him, is that what the kids do these days? He would probably say just leave the stuff up anyway because he's got a night class. Did you guys do that on Friday? Just leave everything set up?
Yeah. No, I'm sure
everything down. Maybe he gets class Friday.
Just heard it.
So, all depends on what he's in. Okay, yeah, this is for Thursday. Again, we'll go with six shows apiece. The main reason is because you have a little bit more setup time. Just because it's a new script, new teleprompter, CG, graphics, all that other stuff. A little talking to you as well, too. And then hopefully Friday, 7 and 7. This script I'm going to give you today, we're going to use it for this week for a practice, okay? And then we're going to use it for next week for a break. So we're going to get it for 2 full weeks. The only thing that's going to be different will be whatever movie reviews are on. So you're going to start the movie reviews. And I'll explain that once we get to the script later on. Okay. All right, study sheet coming your way. Now, keep in mind, guys, stuff we're going to talk about today. Okay? I lost count. I'm not going to lie to you. So let me know. The stuff we're going to talk about in this particular lecture, guys, keep in mind, will not be on the midterm. Okay, the stuff we're going to go over for this short little lecture will not be on the midterm coming up a little later today. Yeah.
Why is that on this?
Are you kidding me? Did I miss you this time? Okay. This darn Microsoft itself. You part to blame, mostly me. We'll get you. You'll be on there. Trust me. I got everything. I got everything from all the weeks. Okay, so as I said, what we got going on here today, this first lecture, will not be on the midterm today. Okay, so it's all the stuff from the first 4 weeks. And like I said, we'll probably get going with the midterm around 10:15. So some folks will take 10 minutes with it, others will take a half hour. So I just want to give you a little bit more, it's more than enough time. All right, so as far as lecture today, yeah, we got a new script coming up. And really just some other terms, bless you, other terms that we're going to kind of go through here a little bit, television terms that you're going to kind of need to know. That's going to be very helpful your time the rest of the way here in this class, next quarter, and also too when you get out of here as well too. So a couple things we're going to talk about. Number one term I want to talk about, you can follow right along in your study sheet. We do have some examples for some of these. Welcome some video examples. Very exciting. Two cups of coffee this morning, guys, too. Only two. Maxwell House and Hazelnut. So, rocket protein shake. So we're rolling. We're rolling right now. All right. So the first term we're going to talk about here is called, and you heard me talk about it before, pre-production. Pre-production. Okay? Pre-production. Again, that's pretty much anything that is done before a production. Obviously, it's called pre. It's called pre and post, right? Pre-production. Anything created before, again, it's usually for a live broadcast, because that's typically what we're talking about here. Now, again, kind of going back to this college football thing that you watched, was it a week ago, I think. You saw in just that brief 15 minutes I showed you, they showed a couple things from certain players and what to look for, and they talked about this during the pre-show. But that stuff was all done well in advance throughout the whole course of the week. Okay, so sometimes you're going to have storylines that you want to kind of get into. It's like, okay, we're going to talk about it. Well, they may not even get to it. It's like you guys in radio. You have an FM or AM talk show, morning show, whatever the case is. You have a variety of stuff that you kind of have in your pre-production meetings or even the day before and say, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? And there's some things that are just off on the back burner we didn't get to. It's always good to be more, just prepared. Okay, I have more than enough material than what you're ever going to have to do. It was very interesting because talking to Dan Dickerson, who does the Tiger stuff, he was talking about Ernie Harwell, and he goes, learn from the best. because there's times where, you know, he learned from him as far as having more than enough stuff or getting prepared for a Tiger baseball game. You know, you do your homework, but you also get these packets that people put together. So there's other jobs out there, too. And I have this somewhere in my office. It's a packet this big for a regular season, like game number 116 against the Twins. I mean, you got everything you need right here that you go through this whole booklet, you highlight the stuff you need. You know, let's say I have 100 things to talk about just in case it's a long game, there's rain delay, there's pitching changes. You got more than enough to talk about. And then, you know, again, if you have 100 things that you think that you're going to get to, you may only get to 10. Okay. And that's okay. It's better than just kind of, I don't know what to do. talk about now. So pre-production's huge. And as I said, I cannot stress this enough for you guys starting out. Learning how to wrap cables, that's more of a post-production deal, but learning how to wrap cables, getting there on time, making sure you do all those things, I cannot stress that enough. Remember, we go back to week 3 in video performance, which you probably don't even remember, but I do because that's what I do. All right, so week 3 in video performance, we talked about the main things people are looking for from you, besides even seeing how good of a switcher you are, audio person, DJ, whatever the case is, writer, professionalism, attitude, being there on time, all the stuff, and pre-production is so huge, that's where you get callbacks from. That's how a lot of times, like, okay, person was a go-getter, even if they weren't busy, they looked busy, okay? And they did their job. They knew exactly what they needed to do when they were done. They were asking, what do you want me to do now? And weren't afraid of the challenge, even if you were going to make some mistakes. That's what's going to happen anyway. So, you know, pre-production's huge. And again, I cannot stress this enough for your graded shows. If we just keep on doing, for the most part, what we've been doing, you know, when you get the microphone set up, you check. If there's problems, let me know. But if you check them well in advance, you check out your ICOMs for your camera operators, and everyone can hear and everyone can talk. White balancing the cameras properly. We got the chroma key set up on the switcher. We got all of our tapes rewound for VTR and ready to roll. We're all queued up. Graphics are all set up. You know, we got all that stuff set up. We're in pretty good shape because I'm telling you right now, the prompter, and I'm speaking from a talent point of view here, folks. If this prompter blows up and dies, that's okay. Okay, it's not good, but I'm saying if there's one position that you can just say, we don't need it. And I'm speaking from a talent point of view, you can say bye-bye to this. So this, even if we're having issues, should really not throw off the talent. That's what we have hard copy for. But the CG, that's a problem if we don't have our full screens, because that can cause problems throughout the whole day, potentially. I've seen it happen. So we get off to a good start. You're going to know next Monday who's going to be in pre-production, as far as Group A, who's going to be in charge of CG. We try to get here as early as possible. Again, first show probably wouldn't start until 9. You can get here as early as 8 and start working on stuff. Again, you'll hear me say this next week, because I'll have a little sheet for you as far as proper setup and stuff. But you're the first CG operator. You're the only one touching that. You're the first audio person. You're the only one with the microphones and the cables set and stuff up. So this is the week to make sure you know how to do all that stuff, pre-production, post-production, stuff like that. Okay. And again, there's a lot of pre-production work that kind of goes into stuff. And even just for the guys, this is more or less for the guys. Ladies, you can probably tune this out for a second. You guys never get this. But for the guys, how many times have you bought something? I don't know. Whether it be a tool bench, whether it be, I don't know, whatever. Armoire, whatever. And you just decide, okay, I'm just kind of glance at the directions and get that. But I've seen the picture, and you just get the toolbox, and I know what to do. Right? I've done that. In fact, I was thinking about that the other day when we had... We built a house 7 years ago, but they don't build them like they used to. I mean, everything's plastic, especially on the toilets. Okay, not to gross people out, but, you know, there's a filter in the toilet, there's a pump and all that other stuff that kind of goes into the toilet. I think, okay, I'm going to get this whole new system. Okay, no big deal. Don't really need to look at the directions. It is a new system. It's got all these flashes, really cool blue color. Okay, no one sees it because there's a color. All right, but the point of the matter is, I'm not going to look at directions. Okay, I got away with one there. Because something that should take you 15 minutes, maybe, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, took me about 15, 20 minutes. Okay, I didn't have to look at the directions to focus on. Okay. A couple years ago, by a computer armoire, okay, this should not take me long. This should take probably 45 minutes. It says you should do it with 2 people, but I'm going to do it with 1. I see the picture, and here we go. So I'm breaking rules already. Okay. And, of course, what happens is the wife and kids leave, and I'm in the den. Of course, I'm firing away every half-bottom of the planet because I'm getting ticked off, of course, because you get to the 7th step, and then you realize, okay, why isn't this not working? Of course, you look back on step 1 and 2, it's like, oh, I got it. Disassemble 7, step 6, step 5, 4, 3, 2, go all the way back, fix that up, and then by that time, you're just a little fired up. And of course, it took a little longer because it was with one person. So something that should take you 45 minutes ended up taking about almost 2.5 hours. pre-production. Okay, that's something you could have been doing. You could do something else with that time if you were losing. Okay, and here it's your grade. That example is just my time. So pre-production. All right, any questions on pre-production? Okay, next term we have here, and a couple of them here we have for the rundown sheets. We have a term called stack. Okay, and anytime you hear the term stack, all that means is a producer kind of chirping away saying stacking up the rundown sheet. All that means is loading up the rundown sheet. Because again, you come into work, here's what happens. You have a rundown sheet, it's already set up for you, meaning it already has how much time the news has, it already has how much time the meteorologist is going to have, it already has the sports producer coming in 3-4 hours in advance. It already has all the information in there saying you got 4 minutes to fill, you know, weather you got 5 minutes to fill, news you got 13 minutes to fill. And there may be a couple stories that, you know, we use for the 6 a.m. newscast that we're going to use again for the noon, or something we use for the noon that we're going to use for the 6. So it's kind of already in there. It's just a matter of, okay, we'll just kind of place it wherever we need to. Basically what's going to happen is the director cannot really do anything with the newscast until the producer stacks up the rundown sheet or loads up the rundown sheet. Okay? So when we hear the term stack, all that means is basically just the order of stories in a newscast. You got to stack it up. Okay? So here's basically what happened. Just kind of give you a little brief synopsis on how this actually works. You have a producer, again, let's recap it here a little bit. Producer's going to work on this newscast all darn day. Okay? Getting ready for the 6, producer in at 12. Producer working on all these stories. Assignment editor and producer are telling photogs and reporters to go cover certain stories. Come on back. We're going to fire it away and put it in the rundown sheet. Okay, our anchors are writing some stories. Our writers are writing some stories. Producers writing some stories. We have video, B-roll coming down on satellite feeds. So we're grabbing stuff from national B-roll and international B-roll off on our satellite feeds. And editors are editing it down and writing stories. And we got all this stuff loaded up. Then, of course, the director kind of rolls by, maybe about an hour, sometimes 45 minutes before newscast. Because the director, again, is in the operations department. They're not really dealing specifically with news. They got other jobs that they're doing throughout the day. Now, of course, the director comes by and says, okay, what I'm going to do is print off this entire stack of sheets. And then what that director's going to do is they're not worried about content. All they're going to do is mark their scripts, stuff that we've already done for you. Roll tape. Font in, loose font, stuff that typically is not in the scripts. Okay, a lot of it is, a lot of it's not either. So that's why, as a director, you're going to say, okay, we're going to roll here, we're going to take it there, we're going to font in, we're going to loose font, we're going to ready this. You're doing all that roughly about a half hour, 45 minutes before newscast. So therefore, you can direct the show and then meet up with your producer and then be on the headsets in the back and then take care of your show. Okay, so that's basically, producer cannot do that, or director cannot mark their scripts until everything's stacked up or loaded up. Okay? Any questions on the stack? All right. Okay. Another term we got here is block or bag. All depends on what side of the Mississippi you're on, I think. I don't know. But typically, I've always heard the term block for this. And what a block or a bag is, it's a segment of a newscast. And another thing to kind of throw in your notes here, not just a segment of a newscast, because it does segment it up into commercial breaks, but it's the time between commercial breaks. Okay? That's kind of what we're looking at. Segment of a newscast, the time between commercial breaks. Okay? All right, what we mean by time between commercial breaks, and let's look at the award-winning WNLD news break. News brief, actually, because all it is about 6-7 minutes long. I think this script's going to be around 6:45 to 7. Okay, so a little bit longer. We've got some extra stuff kind of going on. But typically in your newscast, let's take your 11 o'clock newscast. You have the first block, which is the lead story, obviously. Big time stuff. Stuff you need to know. It could be national, it could be local, it could be whatever, but it's the main stories you need to know in Detroit, okay, or whatever city you're in. Okay, so there's the lead story, and then, of course, the more important stories. Probably the first 6 to 7 stories of the newscast. Okay. Then you have a commercial break. Then the second block comes in where it's basically, again, important stuff. It wouldn't be on there if it wasn't important. But again, it's not the main thing you need to know, because we realize that folks at home, that some people do watch the entire newscast a lot. Just they'll watch the first few stories. They'll watch the first block and move on. So the second block is information that could be local, could be national, but whatever. It's secondary material. Third block of the newscast is typically, in most times during our lives, is the economy. Not so much these days, it's typically bumped up a little more. Health news, consumer reports, just other stuff that, you know, you would want to know about, okay? Fourth block is weather. Fifth block is sports. Sixth block is typically your last look at weather again and again and again and again. And then, of course, choppy, mom and dot, the kicker stuff. Caboose, right at the end of the newscast. Okay? And that's assuming we're going from like 11 to 11:35. Okay? So, again, knowing this stuff as a shooter, as a photographer, as an editor, okay, as a writer, it's always important to know this stuff because, heck, I may give Mr. Frankhouse, he's the editor, say, okay, Mark, what we need to do is I'm going to give you this fish study. We got some B-roll to it. It's on the feed. All right, so Mark said, okay, it's coming up on 11 o'clock, and Mark's going to say, okay, where the heck is this place in the rundown? I'm going to say, oh, it's in the third block, the lead story, third block. He's got to know. It's like, lead story? Holy cow, I only got 5 minutes in. No, I said, lead story, third block. Third block means 11:17, 11:16, 11:14, you know, give or take. You got plenty of time. You still got another 10 minutes ahead of this thing. You got plenty of time. Okay? So it's not like he's in a mad rush. All right? But it's always, you need to know that because, again, if he has something else that he needs to do, it's like, okay, sports guy just gave me two things to edit. Well, if I got this fish study, well, fish study's coming up the third block, sports into the fifth. All right, so let me get this fish done first, get that, you know, to the person that they, you know, need to get it to once it's edited, and then we'll worry about the other stuff. You just kind of prioritize. Sorry to go. Okay? And again, I will say this as far as with news. I was never a lead news reporter. I was filling in as a lead news reporter, and sometimes it was by accident because you just happened to be closer to an event. Sometimes it was because our main couple news reporters were on vacation at the same time, and we all had to kind of, you know, fill in a little bit. But I tell you what, it's something else the first time or two that you are the lead story. You're going live as a reporter, and you're the lead story, first block. It's a little different feeling. Okay? It really is the first time or two. It's like, oh my God, I got the microphone ready to go. I'm thinking, man, I know the bosses are watching everything, but this is a big deal. Because you, I mean, it's in the back of your mind, you shouldn't even be thinking about this. But you think, okay, it's sales, man, there's some people who spend a lot of money to get some advertising on the first block, and I'm kind of right in the middle of it here, so I got to do my thing here a little bit. More people are watching. Because, and of course, the story is a little more important. You have to very, 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 very much so watch your attribution, facts, all the stuff that needs to go in. So it is a little bit more pressure, but it's exciting pressure. Okay? It's not like you're scared of it. It's right here. A little nervous, but excited. Ready to roll. So, again, anytime you have that, you're shooting that, you're reporting that, you're writing that. It's a different ball game. Okay? All right, any questions on block or bag? Mm-hmm. So, again, right now we have one block here at the award winning. There's no commercials because no one watches us. Okay? So, it's okay. It's like the artist. No one's seen it. No one cares about it. Oscar winner. Okay, so, you know, whatever. I mean, it's fine. I don't know. I didn't even know it was black and white. I never even heard of the thing. We won best picture. So, go figure. I'll check it out. Orland, Red Water World event. That was the one. Talked my life on that event. So, no, I was actually. All right. So, any questions on block or bag? Block or bag. You guessed. Okay, good deal. All right. So here we go. We got a couple terms that kind of go. They're very similar, but yet they're different. Okay. So here we go. Here's a term. It's called float or floating story or floater. I don't care how you phrase it. If you say something floats, it's a floater or a floating story. All means the same thing. And basically what we're going to say here, we try not to do this here in class right now, but what we're going to do here is take a story out of the rundown sheet, okay? It's a floating story. We have a story in the rundown, but what we're going to do is take it out of the rundown and put it off to the side for a bit and figure out what to do with it. It's going to go back into the same broadcast. We just don't know where for a variety of reasons. So that's a floating story. It's basically taking a story out of the rundown sheet, leaving it off to the side for a bit, and then just try to find a place for it later in the same broadcast. Make sure you have that, okay? Because a floating story is not a story we're going to take out of the rundown and just say we're not going to use it. Okay? This is a floating story. I mean, we're going to take the story out of the rundown sheet, use it later in the same broadcast. We just don't know where, okay?
They put in later just to basically fill time wherever.
No. Actually, it's because, well, we're going to go through those reasons. But typically, it's because there's a problem.
Oh.
That's the reason why. Because you may have a story about Detroit casinos, okay? And that story is kind of a big story. It could be even your lead story. And you're all set with it, ready to roll. And next thing you know, we're going to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out to Tim Burke. Tim, what's the latest out there, Tim? And Tim's talking, but we can't hear him. It's bad signal. Something's going on with our live truck, our feed, whatever the case is. We'll come back to the end. Well, of course, we're having some technical difficulties, you see. Get that cleaned up for you in a second. So we'll be back here just a little bit. And I may be hearing in my ear, go to the second story. Okay, so right now, what we're going to talk about here is boom, 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 boom. Talk. Now, all of a sudden, lead story, Detroit casinos, floating. Why? Technical problems. Okay? So hopefully, by the time I'm done with this next story, which will take maybe 40 seconds, okay? Hopefully, we're all set. I get word in my ear. We're good to go, Tim. All right, and we'll rock and roll. So, okay, now back to Detroit casinos. I think we have Tim now. Tim, what's the latest? Okay, that was a floating story. We only took it out maybe for one story. It could be out of the loop for a couple stories. We may not get to it until next block. Okay, but that's one reason why you can float a story, because we have issues. Okay, there's also sometimes where it's going to be a situation where we have, let's say, waste wells. Third story of the newscast. We all know it's a third story. But let's say our photographer and reporter come back late. They're back late for the story. They don't get in until 11 o'clock. Okay? 11:05. That story's going to air at 11:06. So we have the stories written, but they're still working on the edit. Okay? So at that point, you know, it could be 20 seconds away from the story, and you have your producer and say, do we have video for that? No video? Okay, story. Okay, tell you what. Float waste wells. We're going to go right to fish study. Okay? Director, because I'm a producer, I'm telling director, here, director, this is what I want to do. Because I'm in charge of the content, right? Producer? So I'm going to tell my director, hey, listen, skip waste wells, float it. Tell the talent, we'll all let them know, and we're going to make it happen. So then the director has to technically make this thing work. Okay, we're going to bounce from this camera to that camera and all sorts of fun stuff. Okay? This is actually normal stuff. I want to let you know that half the time you're going to have to deal with this stuff. Just because you have a rundown sheet doesn't mean it's going to go in that order. Okay? You know, so it just makes it interesting, to say the least. So there's another reason on why we have some issues, okay, and why we would close stores. But keep in mind, for a producer, this is actually the way this works. It's really handy. Typically, your teleprompter, okay, your teleprompter operator does not type in every single story, okay? Typically, what the teleprompter operator does is, yeah, they may be doing some typing, they may be doing some correcting, okay, for a newscast. But typically, they're just rolling the stories. They're scrolling it up and down. Okay? Because what happens is, if I got my handful of anchors and reporters and writers, and I'm a producer and I'm typing up the stories, we're all networked in the newsroom along the same computer. Okay? So we have the same program. So all I have to do is go into the rundown and say, okay, Mark just wrote a story, I see a little accident, we're going to type that in, put it in the rundown sheet. Okay, Phillies, okay, put that in the rundown sheet. Stolen motorcycle, put it in the rundown sheet. So therefore, once we have our rundown sheet set up, a couple little keystrokes, you send that entire rundown sheet right to the prompter. And everything's in order from the rundown sheet that goes right to the prompter. So therefore, your teleprompter operator just rolls through. Of course, if there's an issue with waste wells, okay, no big deal. I got my little laptop, I got my computer right there in the back. As far as producers say, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to float waste wells. So what I'm going to do as a producer is go back into the rundown sheet, I'm going to take waste wells out. So therefore, we don't have to, you know, the prompter operator doesn't have to fly through and just get to the next story. So take waste wells out, fire away, bring that rundown, fire back to the front. So therefore, waste wells, which was there, delete it out. And so we decide to put it back in. Okay? So yes, there is a lot of typing during the show. There's a lot of, you have to kind of know your computer stuff as well, too. You have to be somewhat literate on that. And of course, you have to make those decisions. It's kind of tough. Any questions on that as far as the control? And again, I'll kind of mention something else about the prompt here in a second. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's basically a block is a segment of a newscast. You know, it's the time between commercials. So yeah, you have the first block, which is typically your, you know, obviously you're going to do the lead story of the night. Okay. And whatever, however many stories you're going to have in. But it's the most important stuff people need to know. The second block is typically going to be more news. Okay? It's just going to be, whether it be local stories, national stories, whatever is kind of secondary in the news world. Okay. Third block, a lot of times, will be a little bit more news, sometimes a little bit more, maybe medical stuff or health stuff and things like that. Economy, consumer reports type of stuff that we'll kind of get into a little bit. There may be a little bit of entertainment, too. Okay? Fourth block is typically going to be weather. Okay. And then fifth block would be sports. And then typically you're going into your sixth block. And again, other places kind of break this thing down. I'm just kind of giving you a little bit. Last block would be typically the ticker story. Last of the weather. What's coming up tonight on the newscast? Or what's coming up tonight on Atlanta or something? You know, just kind of tying in the cycle. All right? Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, as far as prompter operator, keep in mind this is happening more and more in some of the bigger stations as well, too. But a lot of times, just to save money, and it makes sense, I'm not going to hire someone who's going to be running teleprompter. What I'm going to have for my anchors is basically a foot pedal underneath the news desk. So you're kind of driving the car and anchoring at the same time, is what you're doing.
Yeah.
So your foot pedal is basically a situation where you, you know, you're just kind of driving the car. You're going at the speed, your prompter's going at the speed that you like, because you're the one anchoring. Okay? And a lot of times where there's a little button back there you can hit with another foot, and that will stop it or reverse it, and you can kind of go back and forth. So basically you're just kind of playing down there. Okay? So it's in your life. So me personally, I'm going to tell you, I'm an instructor here, guys, and I never, ever got used to that thing. The primary reason is because when I was doing sports and I was doing this full time, I didn't like to have my face on the air because I had 8 minutes of sports to fill. It's like, okay, boom, here's me. Hi, I'm Tony. Okay, I'll talk. You'll see me for 15 seconds, and bam, we're going to the highlights. You don't see me. Go to the highlights. And once we go to the highlights, I'm wiping to another highlight. Then wiping to another highlight. And half the time, the stuff is not in the prompter. Where is it at? It's right here. So you got stuff here, and then you're looking at your monitor, so you're not really looking at where your prompter is. And this foot over here, okay, for whatever reason, tended to pedal to the metal, man. So I finally had my co-anchor, Dancy Moore, the one I had a crush on as a kid. I got to work with her, remember I told you about her. So she's basically saying, you want me to control your prompt? I say, absolutely, Dancy, you can do that for me. That would be great. So she was in charge of the prompt. She had no problem doing it. I mean, if you're doing news, it's one thing. Get into a rhythm. Sports, for me, a little bit of an issue. So, and you also got to keep in mind, a lot of places where that prompter is, it's set up to where closed captioning for the hearing impaired is. Mm-hmm. So if you got some folks at home, they're reading subtitles, a lot of it depends on where, and on your setup station, depends on where the prompter is. So where your prompter is are the subtitles that are appearing on screen for people to read. So it has to kind of follow along visually. Okay? Yeah.
You talk about a foot pedal. Is there a like a hand control?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, because there's just
yeah, I use one of those too. Channel 11, they had before directing when I started off in production, and then you have a little handle, a little control, a little dial. That's on it. So basically, while you're running prompter, there's monitors all over the place behind the news desk. I mean, no one can see you know, at home. But you know, take camera one, mic cue, and then bam, you're running your prompter. Okay, so I'm looking at my words, I'm looking at my words in here. Ready, camera three. So I'm walking over here. Okay, I got my prompter. I'm looking at my words. I'm controlling it from here. And then ready three. Okay, take three. Mic cue. Bam. Right to my prompter. So you're doing a lot of multitasking. So.
There's an anchor on Fox News. It looks like he does that himself.
Yeah, there could be a situation to, you know, going from place to place with either not necessarily the prompter, but maybe some computer. He's using the computer to go from one thing, one story to another.
Right.
You know.
And, like
and of course, the meteorologists, they use them all the time. Yeah. So keep that in mind, because it really threw me for a loop the one night, and I didn't think it was, you know, again, as I said a couple weeks ago, sometimes you think something's a big deal and it ends up not being a big deal, and then other times you think, oh, this is probably going to be a big deal. And it ends up being a big deal. We had a newscast again, and this is where you learn. This is where you're going to learn more in the first 6 months on your first job. Then you're going to learn so much. Okay? You're going to see other people make mistakes. You're going to see yourself make mistakes. Again, newscast supposed to start at 6 o'clock, and I think at the time it was the Shark, Greg Norman, the golfer, all used to at the end of the tournament. Okay? So I'm thinking, we're going to go on at 6 because he's going to win this darn thing. Okay? He ends up screwing up at the end, and next thing you know, they go to a playoff hole. So now it's like, okay, we're sitting around, and the producer's like, okay, everyone stay on the floor, stay there, we're going to go as soon as this is done. Okay, it's 6:02, 6:03, 6:04. Okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to 6:30 still. We're going to kill this, going to kill that, kill me, and just drop the stories completely. Okay. So then, you get a condensed newscast by the time you go on, and maybe 6:10. So you have a 6:10 to 6:29 newscast. So you just cut a bunch of stories. And sports originally had 5 minutes, well, now you got 3. Sorry. Okay. You know, weather had 5, well, it's weather, it's nice, it's sunny. Now you got 3. Okay. So they got to cut their good. Of course, my prompter was totally off. I didn't know where the heck I was. And we had our anchor talking about, I think it was Cecil Fielder at the time, hitting a game-winning home run against whoever they were playing. Bottom of the ninth, wins a game for the Tigers. My prompter wasn't even close to it. It was on a previous story or a story that was 3 stories in front about a guy who killed his wife and 3 kids in Austin, Texas or something. Okay? So, of course, what happens, you get phone calls. Because the anchor sees the story about a guy who killed his wife and 3 kids, and no big deal, because he could just ad-lib it. Okay. But people at home, closed captioned with hearing impaired, they're watching highlights of Cecil Fielder hit a home run. But on the bottom of their screen, they're reading how this guy killed his wife and three kids. There's some confusion there. Okay? Because it, now people are calling up. It's like, Cecil Fielder killed his wife and three kids. I know. And I told him, you got to keep the prompter where he is. It's like, oh, man, I didn't know where I was, and I didn't realize. And yeah, Cecil Fielder did not kill his wife. He doesn't get along with his kid right now, but he didn't kill him. Okay, so that's a huge difference. Okay? All right, any questions on the floater?
Nope.
All right, good deal. Let me give you an example of this, too, because this is something that happens all the time. And the female voice you're going to hear is the producer. Donnie Hobbs is the director. He's the guy. Okay? And he's the director. All right, so lights, please, again, for full effect. Full effect. All right, here we go. Okay, so here's your weather guy. They're going to go to traffic and make all sorts of little changes. Normal stuff that happens.
Okay, 714 floats. 714 floats. 16 is also going to float in its place. We will do the floater one.
714 floats. 716 floats. In place of 716, there will be floater one. I have no idea.
Okay, that's your director because someone just asked him over headset. Who's going to read this one? This change we made, who's going to read it? And so Donnie's like, well, I have no idea. I'm the director. Basically, is what he's saying. I'm in charge of the technical success or bearing the shot. Not a member of producer's role, one of them is, who's going to read it? So that's why he's like, I have no idea. Let's ask Julie.
Who's going to read floater one here, Julie?
Fallon, okay, do it. He'll do two in a row.
Do a close up on one.
B.O. wiping to a package.
Where is floater one?
They don't have it. He doesn't have it. It's in the prompter.
I have to read it from the prompter.
Basically 716, but instead of talking to the sound bites, we talk to Jennifer's package.
That's not dirty talk, by the way. I want to make everyone know that. News package is basically just a type of news story. It's a alright, I'm getting a lot of giggles on that. Jennifer's package? No, it's all good. Life is good. Now, let me explain this here for you, because this is something that seems like a big deal, but it really isn't. I mean, I could show you Alan reading the story, but really it's just like an anchor reading a typical story. Basically, here's the situation. Weather's done. We swing it over to traffic. So while traffic's going on, we have some changes. They could talk to Alan in the ear and say, okay, great. While, they're talking over weather, okay, we're recording this. So now all of a sudden they're asking the floor director, well, who's going to read this? And Donnie's going to read this. He has no idea. Who's there? Okay. Alan, you're going to read this. Okay. So Alan's like, well, what the hell's the story? And so you don't have it. Where's the story? Okay, you don't have it. So basically what we're saying is we're coming out of here in 10 seconds, okay? Alan, we're coming out of here in 10 seconds. The story's in the prompter. You don't have any hard copy, nor do you have any clue what the story's about. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Rock and roll. Okay? So basically we kind of might cue him, and then he's just reading off the prompter. You talk about a little more pressure on the prompter, if there is a prompter operator or his foot pedal, or hopefully, again, relying on technology to work. Because typically if the prompter's not there, guess what? You go to your hard copy. If your hard copy's not there, guess what? You just kind of ad-lib it a little bit because you know what it's about. He has no idea what it's about, nor does he have a hard copy. Worst case scenario is you can kind of regurgitate and tell him the words in his ear, and he regurgitates what he's hearing. Okay, which is kind of tough to do when you're not used to that. Okay? So in that regard there, do you understand why does Chirac get upset, man, when we're butchering words? Well, when you have, I've been 72 hours to look over stuff. In English, we got problems with that. Here, we have a situation that, granted, he's been doing this for a while. But again, no time. You got to know how to pronounce his words. Okay? And if it's really tricky stuff, then obviously we probably tell him in his ear, hey, you got to pronounce this guy Gagliardi. Okay, you got to let him know that. Okay? So it's one of those situations there. It's all about preparation. And you guys who want to do the eye or tail thing, all I'm saying to you guys is, you take a story, before you even read it, act as if, and once you get pretty good at this, and you're working the words and stressing the words and really feeling confident, take a story and don't even read over it at first. I mean, don't even read over it first. What you're going to do is act like you're on the air and you're reading this. And I'm going to tell you right now, you will control yourself when you think you're about to stumble. You know, you just have a knack for knowing what words need to be emphasized, okay? And what words to take your time with. You just kind of have an idea to do that based on your experience, and really a lot of it is your confidence. So I would encourage you guys to do that. Once you start feeling really good, maybe you're feeling confident already. Confident, stressing words, personality, pacing's, pretty much down. Read stuff without even looking over first. Not on the air. I'm just saying practicing. Right. It's something you, because you're going to have to do that sometimes. It's called rip and read. Sometimes you have to rip something off the AP, bam, go, and then you just read it. And you just kind of, so, you know, just keep that in mind as we kind of go. And I still do that to this day when little Sophia, she wants a little story read to her. Okay, I'll read the story, no big deal. You know, even if it's a bedtime story, I'm going to tell you right now, I probably didn't I didn't read the new Barbie story, okay? Barbie's a vet. Ooh, okay. You know, it's okay. I haven't read the story. I don't do this on my own time. So the main thing is I'll read this and I'll, you know, put some reflection into it and then just, here we go. So to me, I'm kind of practicing while we're reading about Barbie can be impediment. The other day with Barbie can be a teacher. Okay. Barbie can be a teacher. So just keep that in mind. Very exciting stuff. All right. Now, another term, one of the last terms you're going to hear is called kill. Anytime you hear kill, that means drop the story completely. Forget about it. Forget about it. Yeah, that's right. Kill story, just done. Just, it's toast, it's done, get rid of it, we'll use it, we'll put it in the can, so to speak. When we say put it in the can, that means maybe just pop it in the can and we'll use it for the 11 o'clock. You know, it's typically one of those stories that probably wasn't the most important story anyway, and it's a timeless story. So let's say if Mama Doc was, I don't know, her cat was found after 3 weeks being lost. Okay? That's a story, whether we get that, get to that with the noon, the 6, or the 11, it really doesn't matter. You know, we just ran out of time. You know, so we can pop it out of, you know, slumber time. Right, and again, you're going to hear a director. Dennis Praniak is a producer. You're going to hear him. Dennis Praniak, graduate of the school. We're talking about a guy, real good. I just talked to him over the course of last fall. He was at a graduation. He was one of the speakers. Did a really, really nice job. But here's a guy, you know, he just made a career change, man. He was sick of sales. And he came here probably around 36, 37, wife, couple kids, mortgage, taking a chance, bam, career change. Got an intern at Fox, been there ever since. As a producer, he's been there for quite a while. So he's one of the main guys over there, too, now. So nonetheless, you're going to hear him making some changes, and sometimes it's not really urgent stuff. It's not urgent. You know, sometimes like, oh, we can do this, oh, we can do that, oh, we can do a whole bunch of things. And you got to understand, it's kind of like a morning show. When you got a two-hour newscast, you kind of tend to go over a lot of the stories over and over again. Okay? If you listen to WWJ in the mornings, you continually hear this because they're used to people who are only going to be in the car for 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Okay? You watch CNN in the morning, it's a lot of the same stories. After you've been there for 40 minutes or so, you've pretty much got everything you need to know. You know, they'll mix it up a little bit, but they're going to keep recapping those same stories. So therefore, they decided to make a couple changes. Lights for full effect, extra points too. All right, here we go. Horrible buzzer.
Fade audio, fade black.
Yeah, fade to black again. Control room takes over with commercials.
Well, yeah.
This is no big deal. This is some easy changes.
Yeah.
Back and go right to weather.
Restart, free shot, weather.
Let me ask you very quickly. Hey, Herb.
Yeah.
We have lovely video of some geese on the water.
Yeah.
Can we throw that in the gas and just have them in, like a three shot down the line with
sure,
Rich on the gas?
Sure,
let's do that, and then he'll do weather. I need a 45-second weather from Rich, and then we're going to do Haiti uprising following weather.
Okay. You want a breaking news stinger or not? It's hardly breaking anymore, is it?
Yeah, we'll kill the stinger. I'll just leave the banner news word in it.
Okay, so banner news word is the CG. The stinger is the when you hear the, got to get the attention of the audience. So they kill the stinger, and they're gonna go with the gas shot. Remember what gas stands for?
Giant arse screen.
There you go, giant arse screen. That's right. You'll see that.
Where do you want him to do the weather?
At the desk. At the desk where he normally does. We're gonna get a gas shot.
I've already got the light out.
We are going to.
Just flip on another light, come up, move the camera over.
Shot on one.
And
three shot on one with 12 in the monitor and then the wedge on two.
Do you see all three cameras?
Okay, 60 more. Oh, there'll be plenty of time.
Also need to know, listen for a second, you also need to know that 68 and P969 are both dead.
68 P969 are both dead. 68. Okay. It's just,
Haiti follows weather, then 67 follows Haiti, then
it's
we go
Dina.
To
Dina. It's Dina 3 and a VO. Yeah. Yeah.
Then page 67 now becomes a Charles Reed.
Charles? So 67 is one Charles. Okay. Yes. So 61, basically 61, 62, 63, 64. So. Yeah. Scotty, get out of the shot. Here we go. Roll OTS. Roll your background, Mike, roll your video. Round one. Cue him right now.
We're so glad to still with
that. Put
him in the gas monitor.
And I need to thank Bobby. Thanks for being with us. You can see over our shoulders there's some jeans enjoying.
Breaking news, guys.
The water from Belle Isle. Looking good. No sign of snow.
Yeah, it's awful.
Wow, hey, oh, yes, sir. How about that for breaking news, huh? Check out that 70s haircut right there. All right, yeah. Okay, lights, please.
So, again, sometimes it doesn't have to be any urgent stuff. Okay? But our last real term of the day would be a term that you would hear when floaters happen, when kills happen, when all sorts of changes happen. A term called go as scripted. And anytime you hear the term go as scripted, what that means is, guys, everything is back to normal, okay? During commercial break, you're going to hear go as scripted, and what that means is just go off your rundown sheet. We're all back to good now. No changes until you hear otherwise, okay? So that's go as scripted. And that's always a nice breath of fresh air when you hear that. And sometimes you're going to have newscasts that will go as scripted from story one to, you know, story Z, all the way through. But I'm going to tell you right now, at least half the time, you're going to have a little bit of change or a lot of changes. So when it comes down to commercial breaks especially, what are the first things you hear? How are we doing on time? How are we doing on time? How are we doing on time? All right? We over, under? Because every story's timed out, which we'll get into a little bit more of that here in another week or two. Right now you don't have to worry when your stories are done. But how are we doing on time? Because we need to make up for that time, or we have some flexibility. And how are we doing with rundown sheet? Okay, we're going to float this, we're going to kill this, or hey, we're going to script. All right? Good deal. That's the talk you typically hear in newscast on commercial breaks. Some of the main things we need. Okay, so we go with scripted. Next segment, or next block of the rundown sheet, just go off the rundown sheet. Okay. Any questions on that? Okay. Not really real terms. They are terms, but you're not going to need to know this for a test. Okay. But I want to throw this for you. You probably heard me say this a couple times. Efforting. Anytime you hear the term efforting, okay, that means we're working on it. Okay. So you don't have to get real specific on stuff. Okay. You once in a while hear even guys on the air, especially radio folks, you say, okay, well, we're going to talk about this. We're efforting an interview with so-and-so, but before that, let's talk about this, until the producer says, okay, well, so-and-so's here now. Boom, let's go with it. Efforting means we're working on it, okay? So you don't have to explain every little detail what the problem is. So, for example, we're going to go, again, live to Tim Burke for this gambling situation. The casinos in Detroit. He's live. Tim, what's the latest? Okay, we got a problem. All right, so let's go back to the anchor. We'll talk about story two. Now, I need to know what's going on. When are you guys going to be up and running with this? I don't need to know the details. I don't need my engineer, and believe me, engineers like to talk about this. But I don't need him to call up and say, oh, well, here's the deal here. We got the red wire and the red. They need to be attached, and we have a black wire. I don't need to know that. Just tell me, are you going to be done here in 15 seconds, 20 seconds? What's our time? I don't need to know the details. Same thing in production, news production. The ready VCR for effects, okay? We're not ready, okay? I don't need to hear, so what's, get it ready. When are you going to have it? I don't need to know, well, here's the situation, director. We have the chroma key hue seems to be good, but we're having issues with the game and the flip. But let me, I don't need to know that. I really don't need to know. Tell me if it's ready. Tell me when it's ready. If not, we keep stretching. Okay? So those are situations. Tape's not ready. Graphic's not ready. Happening the situation is something you honestly, you can use this in everyday life as well. I use it all the time. So, when are you going to get this done? Or happening that situation right now? So we'll get to it. And I just look at you like, you have no idea. So it sounds like you're in control of the situation. So I like the toilet yesterday. The wife said, when are you going to fix it? Well, I'm happening that, hon. Well, we're going to get to that here. And let me just take care of this real quick and go. No questions. And she was totally confused. Like, okay, sounds like he's going to get it done. She had it. We'll get it done. Happening situation. We're working on it. All right. Not really a real term either, but you hear this once in a while. Crash and burn, train wreck. That means absolutely nothing goes right during either the newscast or part of the newscast. I want to give you an example of a train wreck. But the tail end, this is old stuff, you can tell with her hair, the set and everything. But she does a really nice job, and you can tell she's probably been doing this for a while. She's got steam coming out of her ears. Okay, but she's not letting it know. I mean, basically, it's a situation where she's keeping her cool. She's on air. She's keeping her cool.
I'm sure all hell's going to break loose once the camera goes off, or at the end of the newscast. But you know what? Hey, you only can do what you can do. I'm going to tell you right now, if you guys in production, directing, producing, whatever this is, if you have a person on the air who can basically kind of gloss over some production miscues, Jerry Anderson's a guy in Toledo who does, I've heard this, I don't know how many times, floor directing for this guy. He's an anchor down there at Channel 11 right now, 13 for years. But every single time we had issues, and if he was anchoring, I would hear the director, every single director producer say, thank God Jerry's anchoring. So and then you hear all the dirt. So and so can't handle without a paper bag, but at least Jerry's out there, so we can, because Jerry's going to talk your ear off. He can talk all day. So, you know, he'll kind of make light of the situation a little bit, but he's in control. Nothing's gonna. He's got to get him too crazy up. I mean, he's just gonna go with the flow, and it's ready to go with it. If not, I can talk all day and go to the next story, or whatever. And believe me, some anchors can't do that. You ask them to do a little bit of an alter or change, they sometimes have issues with it. Okay. It's not a good situation to be in. But here's a good situation. Again, she does a nice job, and this is over and over and over again throughout this newscast. So, all right, Leslie.
Was Fort Tejon. As far as shows us, that's where the Civil War Battle of Sharpsburg took place.
Problems there?
I guess we'll have that story for you later. Now we'll take you to Fort Tejon, where Jose Gaspar shows us the Civil War Battle of Sharpsburg. Or will we? Has promised a thorough investigation, and we have more on that story from ABC's Chris Powell. And no, we don't have that story either. We'll try to get that to you later, too. And I believe we now finally have that story from Jose Gaspar. We have the story from Great Britain. We have Fred back here with sports, and we'll figure out what we have for you later on in this newscast. You're still waiting to see that battle of from the Civil War, much like I am. I think we finally have it. Jose Gaspar reports.
Finally get it, but of course they put weather maps on top of it so you can see what it's very hot day for Civil War, especially in the garb they used to wear back then. I mean, this is ridiculously hot. 90 degrees. That's just crazy. Out in the desert too. So Civil War fighting in the desert. So maybe history, something that was lost in the history class in high school. So again, she did a nice job kind of hanging with it. Not a bad job at all. All right, lights, please. Any questions on today's stuff? We will not be on the midterm. I think I may have mentioned that before. But take a look over your study sheet. If there's any questions, just see me on break, and I'll go over those. If you happen to miss something, put on that. Okay? Okie dokie. In the meantime, get your new script. We'll go over as much as we can before the break. And again, this script will be used for this week for no grade, next week for grade. Okay? A lot of changes. A lot of changes. So I'll give you a week with this one. This will be a nice template for the rest of the way, because we're going to give you some other scripts in weeks 7 and 8, but they're going to have a lot of similarities to this one. Okay, let's take, first of all, look at the rundown sheet. Now, the very first thing I would tell you to do here, guys, for your auto transition rate, keep it on dissolved at 17 frames. Somewhere top right or whatever, because again, you know phase is not going to change at 30. You know your DSK dissolved if you choose to use it. It's not going to change at 17 frames. Okay? But auto trans, you're going to start that on a dissolve at 17 frames. So that's something you can do before we even fade up to black. Check the chromatic weather. And again, fade at 30. Downstream key dissolve at 17. We'll go through all this stuff on Thursday as well, too. But your auto trans, you want to make sure that's set at 17 on a dissolve. Because that's the first time you're going to use it. Okay? Alright. So what we're gonna do, everything with the rundown sheet first, the very first thing, tails 1 and 2 on a T's and a 2 shot of 2. We zoom in, like we've been doing. Nothing changed, we have it open. Sound uptake from VTR. Any changes? No changes there? Any questions on it? Okay, so far pretty much the same thing. Alright. Now we do have a change here right at the get-go. Tail 2, you're gonna start off the newscast because we never have a tail 1 or a tail 2. We just gotta make it easier for you so you know who's sitting where. Okay? But tail 2 is going to be the first microphone up. So, again, audio people, make sure you have a rundown sheet with you. That's been getting a lot better, of course, the past week and a half or so. Stolen motorcycles, a slug. Close up on three, we have video for the BTI. So we have video for the first story. Okay? No tag, okay? Unless, of course, you feel as though we need to go to it because we're running out of video. Okay? Then we're going to go to tail number one. We have a SeaWorld accident. That's a close up on one. We have video for that as well. Video. Voiceover. Okay? Any questions so far? Okay. So then we go to the fifth thing in the newscast, the fifth item, which is tail two waste wells. That's a close up on three. And then, of course, you notice tail two does a back to back story, which they're also going to do a fish study close up on the one. Okay? So you notice there's a turn there. So what's going to happen, basically, you're going to have an anchor talking over here. Tail number two is going to be on camera number three. They're going to be dealing with the waste well story. And once the waste well story is done, what they're going to do, and this is why we have swivels on the chair, okay? We're basically going to have you look down, turn, look back up, new story. Okay? We do that a lot during times where there's only one anchor out there. And once in a while, we just use it, just kind of mix it up as well, too. Even when there's... So fish study will be basically back-to-back, so that means audio, keep the microphone up. That's close-up on one, and there's your first full screen right there. FS/tag from the DECA. That's why we want you on the dissolve at 17, because we're going to dissolve to that fish full screen. Okay? And if you look on your sheet, second to last page, there's two pages now of full screens, because we have a couple news ones in there as well. Okay? So you have your fish full screen, not a very big one. And you know, Thursday we'll kind of go over how to change up backgrounds and... But I'm not really concerned what the colors are here. I mean, sports scoreboards, yeah, we want winners in yellow, losers in white. Here, it doesn't really matter. Okay? So whatever you want to do. Just again, keep in mind we spell everything correctly. Just type what's on this page. Remember, websites and lowercase letters. You know, this one at least. Okay? Now, while that's going on, you're going to notice we're going to have tail one doing stocks at close up on two. So camera two, you're going to be a little more busy. Typically, what you do here is camera two. We got a two shot, right? Camera two, start your zoom in. So slow a little zoom in, tilt up, boom. Keep it right there. Now you're going from anchor to anchor to anchor. Now all of a sudden you have a situation where tail two is talking about the fish stuff. So what we're going to tell you now is camera two, shoot tail one. Okay? Now keep in mind, if you already did your job, meaning you already focused the camera on one of the anchors before the show starts, you shouldn't have to do this. Alright? So camera two, shoot tail one, okay, zoom in, bam. Okay? You got there, nice close-up shot, as it says. Because what we're going to do from the fish, we're going to go to two. She's going to talk a little bit about the stocks, New York Stock Exchange. We're going to dissolve to another full screen, and while we're on another full screen, which is stocks, zoom back out to a two shot. Everyone with me on that? Mm-hmm. This is where we kind of have hang-ups a lot of times, because it is a situation where if the CG is a little late, okay, and I'll explain this once we get into the nitty-gritty here on the pages, but that's one thing that we're going to be doing there. Okay, so then we come back to the two-shot. That's your typical sports toss on a two-shot. We go to sports, Phillies, medium shot for three. Okay, so just to recap here a little bit on your Autotrans dissolve, if you want to put this off to the side where it says fish study, full-screen tag, that's a dissolve at 17 frames. Okay, and then also right below that, there's stocks. It says FS/tag from the deco. That's going to be a dissolve at 17 frames. So it's going to kind of all be back-to-back for all intents and purposes, full-screen. Okay. So dissolve into the fish full screen deco, dissolve into the stocks full screen deco. 17. Okay. Questions on that? Alright, so now we get to the Phillies, medium shot on three. That's a VO from the BTR, and this is what we've been doing. While the Phillies highlights are going, in this case baseball highlights, ready to wipe the CG. Okay, so what you're going to need to do is ready CG, put it on a wipe, and then put your Autotrans to 27 frames while the highlights are going up. Okay. And then what we're going to do then is hit Autotrans, we're going to wipe into the full screens at 27 frames. Okay. Which what we, that's what we've been doing the last couple of weeks. So we wipe in at 27 frames, and while we're in that full screen from the deco, and there's two of them, your director then is going to say, ready to dissolve back to camera three. Right. So again, Autotrans, put it on a mix, Autotrans back to 17 frames. And when you hear dissolve, the Autotrans, dissolve that out. Okay. So just to recap, and I'll go over this again on Thursday, is for your waste wells, I'm sorry, your fish study, dissolve in 17 frames. Stocks, dissolve in 17 frames. Okay. From the Phillies VO to the sports, we wipe to the full screen at 27 frames, dissolve back out at 17, which is, again, what we've been doing the last couple of weeks. Okay. we're going to continue to do that all the rest of the way. That's the most amount of times you're going to have to change this stuff up during the course of the show. Assuming you do everything right, we'll be 2 times. Yeah.
We're solving 17 frames with the high school football
team. High school football team. And again, keep in mind, that is a high school football tease. All right, so it's integral, I think, right now for you guys to make sure. We've been doing a pretty good job of this. Get the chroma key wall set up before the show starts. Because once you dissolve back to the sports anchor, it's not going to be a long NASCAR story or a long Phil Mickelson story. It's a short little high school tease. Hey, listen, this team and this team playing tonight. We'll have Islands at 11. Join us then. Here's so-and-so moves. So you're going to have to make sure we have that ready to roll. Because then we're going to go to the movie review, which is the key wall on camera one. I don't know what the movie is. We'll see if it's on the tape. And that's going to be your movie review for the week. Another change here, talent number one does the kicker story. That's Monster Jam, close up three video for that as well, just like we did for Ruth. Except talent number one is going to be movies. Okay? Because you notice at the top of the newscast, talent two and three of the four stories. Or actually, I think three of the five stories. Keep that up. Okay, then we end out on a four shot on camera two. And then, of course, we close it out, sound on tape from camera one, not the VTR, camera one. We do need the tape to roll and get the music going and bring it up. But camera number one, you're going to be our last shot. You're going to be just doing some sort of fun stuff out there. Okay, okay. Okie doke. So a lot of little changes. Just be aware. Okay, so let's go through the scripts a little bit and kind of give you an idea of what the heck we're talking about here. And you might overview a lot as well. All right, so the very first thing, we notice we have a three-part tease with this bad boy as well. Phantom of the Black, tail one talks, tail two talks, tail one talks. Last week, at least when I was here on Thursday, sometimes it looked good, and other times we forgot about it. Okay? But for the most part, we did a pretty good job. Okay, so a three-part tease. All right, we're going to roll tape, take it up full, and here's your open. And again, make sure you queued up right here, first second of the video. So therefore, while camera two's on air, director can see, okay, ready VTR? Okay, I see something. If you're queued up here, that's not cool because I don't know what you're queued up to. You're kind of there, but I don't know what's there. And of course, the black in between will freak most directors out. Well, there's nothing there. Right? And some stations, they actually have us queue up on the five. You know, and so it all depends where you're at, though. So it's not gospel here, but for what you need to know, make sure you know this. Okay, so we're going to roll tape, bring the music. Oh my God, maybe too loud. Oh boy, here we go. All right. So again, the WLD band did a nice job. They may be performing in the gate right in the corner. So, kind of a funky band. They call themselves Soil Clinic. Really bad stuff. It's kind of controversial, but parents hate it. So, edgy. We all like it. All right, so again, remember, the planet goes bye-bye. A lot of directors are doing this. They're checking it, they're staring down. All right, goes to black, perfect. Take camera one. No, we don't want this going to black, guys. All right, make sure, before that planet slides off the screen. And even after it does, you still got a couple seconds. Okay, but make sure of that. All right, any questions? Dick, we go to stolen motorcycle. And again, all I'm asking you guys as directors is to know your last piece of video. When you have your head up and you're watching this video and realizing where your anchor is, are we good or do we need to tag this back? Do we need to get out of this video early? The tape operator, doesn't hurt for you to know this either. It'd be great if you can communicate with your director. But here you go. There's your video. Again, Brian B. doing a great job. Again, impressive, but how can you top? How can you top Dark Side of the Moon? Hard to do, right? How can you top the space stuff that you shot the other day? This is pretty good still. I mean, you know. And one thing if you learn here in WNLD, guys, don't run for the police. I mean, that's one thing you don't want to do. Now, again, we got a police officer's shot there from the behind, just like you did for the tank one. So, again, that's when we're hovering right about. And there's Brian B., chopper, neutral, camera. It is amazing. Get some video. We're going to black. Okay. Right. Just put it in neutral, man. Just kind of hover. That's our hover mode. I think there's an H on there, isn't it? Okay. So again, how many times, I'm going to tell you right now, how many times do I think stolen motorcycle goes to black? It can happen. Your tape operator can be too far in the video. Your anchor can be reading slow. I mean, you know. But for the most part, you're pretty good. Now, this one I'm worried about. I always remember this because this happens often. Once the whale spits the water out, you're going to black just a moment later. Okay. You're going to see two crashes on top of John Silver Nickleton. Okay? So check it out here. This is your video. Oh, boy. Oh, God. No, no! Oh! Guys, it's water. Don't worry about it. No, if it was concrete, we'd have issues. But this is just water. Oh, it happens again? No, it's just a replay. All right. He's fine. Minor bruises. He'll be back. He'll be back in the tank shortly. Bingo, we go to black. All right. So even if you think you're about to see this, I would say move on out. Okay. All right. Moving on to Wastewell. Nice short story. Now, here's the deal. No hesitation. Last Thursday, I think there was one time out of 12 shows that we just had a camera that was a little hesitant and moved over to sports and just kind of hung there for a couple seconds. No hesitation. No hesitation. So here we have take three mic cue, fun, and camera one shoots talent two. Here's what we're talking about. I'll go over this again on Thursday, okay? So typically, I'm camera number one, all right? And I'm shooting my talent. Crystal's my talent, okay? But now all of a sudden, we have the Frank House over here looking over there for waste wells, okay? Now they're saying for me, camera one, shoot talent number two. So once I hear that, no hesitation. All I need to do is just pan right very quickly while he's looking over there. You need to look over to that monitor, pretend like that's the camera. Okay? So I'm going to just pan over very quickly. I'm almost all the way in. Zoom in all the way in focus, okay? And then just get a shot right here, right on the bicep, okay? So there, because we don't want any elbows, okay? We're right here. So therefore, he's going to turn right in, okay? And that's kind of what we're looking at. That's what we want. And again, this is where it kind of goes back to the spacing. The spacing with the crack in the middle. You guys always laugh at the crack, and crack is nothing to laugh about. There you go. See, you're laughing. I knew that was
right.
There's a lot of black in between here, too. But what I'm saying is, as long as you got some proper spacing crack in the middle, you got your anchors that are a little bit separated. Therefore, when he turns into me, I shouldn't have to see Crystal. If they're too close, all right, he's going to turn into me. Odds are I'm seeing her elbows and stuff like that. So if you have a little spacing, like you've been doing, he turns, no issues. Okay? But a nice tight shot. Keep in mind, even if you need to go a little tighter, because you're thinking, man, I still see Crystal's elbow or something. Zoom in tighter, because guess what? Because it's a back-to-back story with the same anchor, we're not going to ID him, so you don't have to worry about an ID going over his mouth. Okay? So if you need to tighten up a little bit more, tighten up a little bit more. Okay? Let me show you an example here of how this is going to look. And actually, she does a lovely job. Looks like a shampoo commercial. That's all good. Okay? And of course, talent, floor director, everyone on the same page here. So this looks really, really cool. Let me pump this up here for you. And show you this right here. I think it's the same story, actually, too. Okay. So she's on camera number one right now. Camera three.
They fear the waste will eventually contaminate the city's drinking water.
So she's going to turn over.
Be put to use by the end of this year.
Okay, nice little turn. Ooh.
Two new studies show that oily fish.
If you notice, real brief, you notice in the corner, the camera had to turn just a little bit. When she turned in, the camera just had to pan left a little bit, and they did that on their own. It was real nice and slow. Okay, so real, real nice job.
Put to use by the end of this year.
Okay, so turn. The camera sees, okay, a little off-center. We're just going to slowly bring it.
Oily fish can reduce
and again, if you need to, tighten up a little more. Okay, so here's your floor director, right? Floor director's right here. Yeah, waste wells, the Frank House. Take three, my cue. Ready camera one, ready turn on camera one. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I don't really want to be in front of camera two. Okay, what I'm going to try to do is get his attention. He should know this. Just get his attention, because I got a long way to go from camera three to camera one. All right, so in this case here, what I'm going to do is basically try to get his attention. Meaning show him one of these, right here, ready turn. This means camera is hot. Meaning camera's coming to an end, story's coming to an end, we're bailing. Okay? So when I hear ready turn one, flag him down all the way over here, mic cue. Okay? That's why we have to turn here, because while I'm grading you on live show, if I see basically, okay, where's the talent? They don't know what they're doing. Well, bam, where's the floor director? I'm not even close. Okay, so floor director do the play. Okay. But be prepared, because we may need to keep you at three if camera one doesn't do their job. Okay? Or we may even need to turn you to camera two. So be prepared for those little changes. But what we're doing is just kind of bringing you over here. He turns, bingo. Okay? And we got our shot. Yes, sir.
I'm a little confused.
She was looking at camera three, and then she turned to camera one.
Okay.
Yes. So now this frees up camera three to go shoot sports, frees up camera two to shoot tail number one and stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Once you play the floor director,
once you mic cue for waste wells, you're going to hear ready camera one on the turn. Okay, so ready camera one on the turn is basically being a situation where you're going to try to be in between one and two, and you're just hopefully not getting in front of camera two because it may need to go there. You just got to flag them down here a little bit and bring them on over. Mike. Yeah, basically swinging them on over. That would be the only way I made it.
So that's all on the floor director to cue them. You don't wait for a mic cue.
Oh, yeah, you got to wait for a cue. Yeah, you got to wait for the director to say, you know, turn my cue. Okay. Yeah, so, but basically that's bring them on over. All right, so then we have fish study. At that point, camera two shoot tail one, right? Camera two's kind of hanging on a two shot. Camera two shoot tail one. Zoom in, close the shot. Okay. At that particular point, we call up your ID. We call up your fish full screen. Okay. We dissolve in the fish. We dissolve out to camera two, and guess what, guys? Right here, you may want to make a note, directors. We're not looking for an ID here. As soon as we come out of fish, we go to two. She's talking stocks. Advance CG, get the stocks. We got it. Dissolve to CG. So now camera two, bam, back out to a two shot. What happens here so many times is we dissolve to two. She's talking. Okay, advance CG, you come up with an ID. I say, we don't need Crystal's ID. We don't need it. We don't need it. Get it out of there. Come on, she's already on the NASDAQ. She's already on the Dow. She's already on the S&P. I mean, we're already pretty much at the end of this thing. A lot of people, whatever reason, directors call for IDs, it's wasting our time because it's a short story. Or the CG pops up an ID. We don't want it. It just goes right to stocks. Right to stocks. Okay? So therefore, we get the stocks, we dissolve back to camera two. Life is good. Okay? And I'll remind you this on Thursday. Trust me. Okay? So we toss you the sports. We move on to Phillies. And again, where does it go bye-bye in the prompter? Right below it says take VO. It says fills up 4-1 in the sixth, all the way down to the bottom with a 6-1 win over Washington. Look at your script. Okay? So that's right. You guessed it. From where it says Phillies up 4-1, all the way down to the very last line. Okay? That's the part where you just want to look at your script. It will not be in the prompt. Okay? Any questions on that? Let's just mark that up a little bit so you know exactly what the heck's going on with that one.
That's all the way through to what?
All the way to the very last line. 6-1 win over Washington. Okay, let's take a look at your highlights. A couple of the names. Really, the only ones you really have any issues with that a lot of people do. Jimmy Rollins, not Rollins. Rollins, all right? So let's take a look at the highlights. And again, once you see the man low, we got to bail. So, directors, make sure you keep your eyes up. Okay, so if the Phils beat the Nationals, they would be crowned the division winner in the NL East. Phils up 4-1 in the sixth. Jimmy Rollins, not Rollins. Rollins. Smokes this pitch in the right field corner. That scores another run. And the speedy Rollins, no. I said Rollins. The speedy Rollins hustles all the way to third with the RBI triple. 5-1 heading into the seventh. The offense then kept pouring it right on. Ryan Howard, nice swing, subway guy. No doubt it, right? Philly fans are going crazy to taste the victory. Now we get to the top of the ninth inning. Brett Myers is on the mound to close things out, and he's going to do just that. Curveballing for strike three. Let the celebration start. Phillies are in postseason. Mets are out after a 6-1 win over Washington. Once they jump into each other's arms, let me show you. Right here, we go to black. So make sure, right here. Oh, my God. Here we go. Watch it. Remember Milli Vanilli? Remember the chest bumps? Boom. There you go. Chest bumps. Remember Blame It On? A couple of them?
Like a bumblebee. Real music, man. Real music.
Alright, so wipe the CD. Wipe the CD. Yeah, I don't own the Milli Vanilli. That's one thing you can't catch me on that. Air supply is just a moment of weakness sometimes. So we wipe to the full screen. We dissolve out. Okay. High school football tees. Which is very short, and when we get to our movie, let's see what our movie is today, or this week. Now again, if someone has a movie, we can slide it in there. No one did for this particular week, no big deal. I just go whatever's here, and it looks like it's still Clockwork Orange. Controversial movie from way back when. Never actually seen it, but I've heard some crazy things about it. All right, so movie review. Now we're going to have a script for it. We're not going to have a script for you. You're going to have a script for me. Okay? So this guy, this is never good when this happens. Talk about reminding you of college. Right outside the University of Toledo. Alright, so this isn't good. You got a bunch of hoodlums.
It's kind of cold out there. It's a little chilly. It's dark.
Okay, and this goes out for like 50 minutes, but you're only going to hopefully be out there for no more than 30. Okay, it's a real quick, and this is good. You know, these guys, hold them some sticks. That's never us.
That's
50 seconds. Did I say 50 minutes?
Yeah. You did.
I say 50 seconds. 50 seconds. Okay.
So we're talking for a full 50 seconds?
So this is on for 50 seconds. The video lasts for about 50 seconds, but we're hoping, oh boy, this isn't good. You're going to be out there for hopefully 30. Okay, this actually fades to black on its own. Now, the last thing I'll say about this before we hit a break, okay? I would say whoever, if you guys can look, and maybe the most dependable person in the class, okay, whomever that may be, I have a few in mind, but what I'm saying is, at least a couple of you, specifically the first person who's doing movies, come up with something, right? Even if you've never seen the movie, all we need is a brief overview of what the movie's about, no more than 20, 25 seconds. Maybe for 25 seconds or so. Here, it's directed by so-and-so. It was a 1970s what-odd film, and here it starred this, and it was controversial, blah, blah, blah. Whatever you want to do, no thumbs up, no thumbs down. You'll do that on the graded shows when we have movies. You have to come up every single time you're a weather person. You have to come up with a review, which you'll know on Mondays what that is. And then, of course, every single show, Proctor has to type that in before every show. But for next week, or for this week, I should say, we're going to have that one script that someone's going to write up for us, hopefully Thursday. Hopefully, if I have five or six of them, great. I'm just going to take one of them, 25 seconds long, type it up, just bring one copy. I'll make copies of the rest, and we'll put them out there for hard copies for the folks. We'll type it in here. So everyone will be using the same script for this movie for Thursday and Friday. Okay, so hopefully you'll have that in. And all you're going to do is really just sit out there in the chair, or if you want to stand. You can sit out there in the chair with a microphone. It's like doing a news story, except we're going to have the clockwork orange behind you. So what we're going to do for you guys is we're going to have you kind of slid off to the corner so most of the audience can see most of the film going on behind you. Okay? Yes?
What movie did you say
it was? Clockwork Orange. Yeah.
Would something like this normally be scripted in a news, in the news?
Oh, yeah.
The entertainment news?
And that's what we're going to have for you. You guys are going to have it scripted, and everyone's going to read the same thing for this week. But for the graded shows starting next week, that's when it changes up a little bit. You know, whoever's going to be a movie person, when you come in for crew call, here's your script tone, here's your script teleprompter operator. Same movie. It's going to be a different movie. But everyone's going to be working with the same movie, I think, next week. Who knows what it is. But we'll get into specifics on that. Right now, we'll have a hard copy for you. Someone type that up for me, please. Bring it Thursday. All right, get back at 10 o'clock, guys.